Radio Global Link.
NACIF urges government to prioritize school feeding program. Agriculture expert commends farmers for surpassing maize production target. And Amnesty International demands transparency amid its protest violence. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACIF has welcomed government's decision to take disciplinary action against schools and administrators who request parents to make financial contributions towards the school feeding program through parent-teacher committees. NACIF's Executive Director Aaron Chansa says this initiative will ensure that learners coming from poor backgrounds return to school. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa emphasized that the government should not only provide food to schools but also offer financial and logistical support. He noted that many schools are facing challenges in implementing the program, including shortages of manpower and essential utensils. The government should at least provide logistics towards the feeding program to lessen the burden on schools, said Dr. Chansa. He further urged the Ministry of Education to address the difficulties schools are experiencing in carrying out the initiative and to clearly outline the support mechanisms in place.
But we don't want to support the idea that the government is sending food to schools without corresponding financial and logistical support. We are aware that schools are now struggling to implement this school feeding program, where the schools have no money for hiring cooks, schools have no money for buying cooking utensils, and this is a very serious omission on the part of the ministry.
Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital has conducted over 20 minimal invasive surgical techniques after being named a National Center for Prostate Cancer Treatment this year. In an interview with the NIS, Hospital Senior Registrar of Urology, Chine Malupinda, says the medical procedures are performed on the lower abdomen or pelvis using probes inserted on a small incision and a camera. Dr. Lupinda added that the medical procedures are being performed by Zambian and Chinese specialists, adding that the hospital is expected to receive more Chinese specialists next year. He said that laparoscopic procedure has resulted into minimal loss of blood, quick patient recovery and reduced stay at the hospital. And Dr. Lupinda also disclosed that the hospital yesterday conducted a special surgery on a female aged 24 who was born with a single kidney that had become problematic due to a blockage. Agriculture expert Edify Hamukale has commended farmers for producing nearly 4 million metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, surpassing government's target of 3.5 million metric tons. Dr. Hamukale says the bumper harvest is a clear indication that Zambia now has sufficient food not only for domestic consumption, but also for livestock and other industrial uses. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Hamukale said the surplus maize also opens up opportunities for agro-processing and value addition, which can further contribute to economic growth and job creation. This is a commendable achievement by our farmers and a demonstration that the government's agricultural policies are bearing fruit, said Dr. Hamukale. He has urged farmers who sold their produce to the FRA to remain patient as they await payment, noting that government has already disbursed nearly 3 billion kwacha to facilitate the process. Dr. Hamukale also called on farmers who were unable to sell their produce to the FRA not to lose hope but to explore alternative markets, including millers and buyers from neighboring countries. His remarks come a day after the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, announced the closure of its depots following the completion of the maize purchase exercise.
The production figure of around 4 million metric tons of maize for Zambia is a very proud record. In that we exceeded our target. It means primarily that we have sufficient food for our domestic requirements and for our industries, including our livestock, and also uses such as OPEC beer. So, it all goes to show that the government's policies on agriculture under the UPND government, led by President Hakainde Hichilema, were bearing fruit.
Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba has reaffirmed government's commitment to maximizing the potential of the country's tourism sector through strategic infrastructure investment, sustainable tourism initiatives, and the cultivation of a secure, welcoming environment for all visitors. Mr. Sikumba says this is because tourism is a major contributor to the economy and a source of employment, not just in Zambia but many other countries. The minister said this in a speech read for him by Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga during the fifth diplomatic fanfare held under the theme Celebrating Diplomacy and International Relations through Cultural Exchange in Lusaka. Mr. Sikumba has described the fanfare as an opportunity for unity and mutual understanding, adding that it also serves as a demonstration of government's commitment to peace, cooperation and shared prosperity. Speaking at the same event, Dean of Diplomatic Corps Hawa Mohamed praised the Zambian government for its efforts in fostering cultural enhancement. In African news, Tanzania is facing a severe political crisis as post-election protests have turned deadly, with opposition groups claiming hundreds killed amid an internet blackout and military deployment following Wednesday's contentious vote. While the UN reports credible reports of at least 10 deaths and Amnesty International documents over 100 fatalities, the main opposition party, Chadema, claims approximately 700 people have been killed in 3 days of protests. The government has denied using excessive force and disputes those figures. Army Chief Jacob Mkunda has labeled protesters criminals as security forces respond with live ammunition and tear gas. Coming up shortly, hotel owner and 10 others jailed for life over deadly Turkish fire. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The owner of a Turkish hotel and 10 others have been sentenced to life in prison following the deadliest fire in the country's history. The blaze at the Grand Qatar Hotel in Bornu broke out during school holidays in January, killing 78 people, including 34 children. Owner Halid Argu, his wife and 2 daughters were handed the maximum penalty after being found of severe negligence, along with Bolu's deputy mayor and the local fire chief. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed government's decision to take disciplinary action against schools and administrators who request parents to make financial contributions towards the school feeding program through parent-teacher committees. Agriculture expert Edify Hamukale has commended farmers for producing nearly 4 million metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, surpassing government's target of 3.5 million metric tons. And Tanzania is facing a severe political crisis as post-election protests have turned deadly, with opposition groups claiming hundreds killed amid an internet blackout and military deployment following Wednesday's contentious vote. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Wanga chalwe nimbala meyonda bwita mene napangisa kutulula kwa mwana wako gambala nega ngono kaja kosaoneka bwino
ai nesiniganiza chonchu mkazi wanga
atate amai aumirira kuti ndipite kwa singanga kuti akabweze sokaloipa la kambalame koma sindiziwa chimene mwana afunika
ndadziwa chabwino kunzekani ndizakuperekani kwa wina wake tsopano apa
mwana anga mchifachi ndiani mwatibwele saugiri niti?
Bwela ni kuno pamozi ndi ine. Anesi, mzukuru wa.